This podcast is designed to inspire and propel you to a newfound level of empowerment and clarity. Through cultivating the art of thinking, you'll learn how to detangle your thought knots and train your brain to break through obstacles. You'll learn to focus on what matters most and make effective choices to become a remarkable you. Hello, everyone. My name is Pamela Pitcher, and welcome to my podcast. As a master of neurolinguistic programming, a motivational coach, and a hypnotherapist, I'll be sharing tips, tools, and techniques to help you awaken to the best you. Welcome. I'm honored that you've joined me today. Can you please ensure you're in a quiet space where you cannot be disturbed, preferably in a comfortable chair with arms and legs uncrossed? And this will allow you to relax as you begin to deepen your breath. Deepen your breath now, inhaling in, holding for a few seconds, and then exhaling through your mouth. And just do that a few more times. Inhale in through your nose, hold it for a few counts, and then exhale through your mouth. It breathes me, the feeling of being breathed. Today you find yourself at the beach. What beach is up to you? It can be near where you live or far, far away. Perhaps it's a beach that you know of or a beach you've always wanted to explore. I don't know. The beach can be real or imagined, combining all the elements of the beach that make you happy, that cause you to smile. Wherever it is in the world or in your mind's eye, it's your beach. The sun is shining and the air is that perfect temperature. You can smell the fresh sea air. As you breathe in and out, the fresh sea air caresses the lining of your nose and cleanses your lungs with every out-breath. The sea air washes away those toxins, and you feel invigorated and peaceful at the same time. It is possible to feel more than one feeling at the same time. Thoughts and emotions can be complex or they can be simple. It's up to us how big of a deal we want to create from a thought that leads to an emotion. The beauty of simplicity is that we can keep it simple, keep it real, instead of blowing things out of proportion, creating unwelcomed drama in our lives. Now, here, you can just let go and take in everything around you. And if you like, walk up to the sea and dip your toes in the water. The water is warm. The birds sing their song up above. As you walk along a beach, you find yourself relaxing with each footstep. Relaxing with each out-breath. And you can continue to walk along the beach or sit on a chaise lounge or a patch of grass, whatever makes you the most relaxed, the most comfortable. Taking in all the sounds and smells of the beach world around you, you may find your breathing slows down even more as your body relaxes. And as you relax, my voice will go with you. Let the sound of the waves, the sunlight, nourish your being, nourish your soul. Calm your mind. What goes around comes around. And that means you deserve to be here listening to me now. The rhythm of the waves, the beating of your heart, the melodic chirping of from the songbirds over there. Everything is connected. Now, as you listen to my voice, I would like you to close your eyes if you haven't already. Relax. Let go and allow my voice to make all the effort necessary. As you relax for the next few minutes, you will let this experience become a pleasure and enjoy the feeling of being able to choose to relax, to let go, to be able to go inside and turn the world off. As you relax for the next few minutes, you're going to learn to enjoy gradually, effortlessly, and settle into a state of hypnotic sleep. It is an ability your mind already has inside to settle into a deep, relaxed state. Use this time as transformational change. As you drift, so comfortable now, just concentrating on the sound of my voice, you can really begin to experience that feeling of knowing that you really can take control, utilizing now your own ability to relax, to let go. Moving inwards now to your subconscious mind, where nothing at all concerns you as you distance yourself from the world around you. As you continue to relax, all is tranquility and peace, recognizing now the signs of that deeply relaxed state. It's just like daydreaming. The heaviness of arms, of your legs, of your entire body now that seems to float in time and space. Free floating now as you drift and leave it behind, deeper, deeper, just enjoying your time at the beach. And you're doing what is right for you, being here. If it's right for you, it's got to be right for you. The I you think you are today is your conditioned self. If you look back how to those events of childhood and growing up, which have shaped you and made you the person that you are, you take pride in yourself that you recognize with ever-increasing clarity of thought that you can be selective in those memories that you choose to keep, to place value upon. For is it not true that everything has a value, and for you that is the value that you attribute to it? Those things, those experiences, that have no value to you, you reject now in their entirety and chase them away as over and done with. What's the point in their resurfacing? They are done and dusted. As you take greater control over your life and your emotions, things begin to happen the way you want them to happen. Your clarity of thought and your ever-increasing wisdom ensure that you have all that you need. An attitude of mind that is positive and forward-looking. And there's that spark within you, shining through once again. Choices are thoughts with intention that lead to action. Now your actions achieve maximum benefit with minimal effort. What's past is past, and the moment of power is now. As you move forward with your new attitudes, new confidence in your own ability, others around you will notice you. Recognize that they can draw from you the strength that comes from the knowledge that you can be relied on to act in a positive manner that overcomes. In a calm and ordered manner, and you begin to enjoy being valued. Your contribution to all situations, your opinion sought as you grow and bloom into that person you have always wanted to be. You have all that you need to be successful, however you define it. You can be more relaxed and more comfortable in all situations. Positive thinking can become and is becoming habitual for you. For habits are created through repetition. The more you employ your positive attitudes and feelings, the stronger that habit can grow. Can you see yourself proactive and upbeat, smiling, confident as you act positively and confidently? At peace with yourself because you can be so proud of all you've been through. Then you are seen to be positive, accomplished, confident, living your bliss. It's as easy as that. Yours is that ability to choose how you wish to see. With grace and great pride, knowing that you are no longer that person caught up in a trap of negative thinking. Finding all those bad things that happened, measuring all those things in light of what might go wrong. Ignoring what can go wrong gives you the knowledge that the fail-safe systems that are to be built in, as architects do when designing structures or bridges, working with engineers. Everything that can go wrong is evaluated and then eliminated through the application of experience gained. As you will apply your wisdom to your best advantage and highest good. Because you know, and I know, that you know, and you know that I know. Perhaps you just forgot, and that's normal, the ebb and flow. There is no failure. For you, it does not exist as you recognize that the only measure that you need is the one of your own success. Each grain of success is the foundation in which all success is built. And this success is now your way, now and in the future. Recognize that fear is just the concern that you might lose control. Firstly, realize that you have much control and you choose not to lose the ability that you know is yours and to make things happen your way in your own time. I can, I will. These words now become an integral part of you, part of that internal harmony and peace of spirit that is now yours as you take it, and you will take it, will you not? Imagine a sign that you are wearing that tells the world, I am a unique and very special person. You always wear that sign, that badge, and you wear it with pride. Every day you become more and more aware of your assets and the qualities and beauty within you. You now place complete trust in your own inner mind. The values and opinions that you accept are your own. You make up your own mind. You trust your own judgment, opinions, and values. Irrelevant, informed, and special. Decisions that you've been putting off are easily made now because you trust yourself and your ability to make the decisions that are the right ones for you and those whom you love, whom are special to you, who rely on you and your special wisdom. Strength, all those capacities that define you. You admire yourself, like yourself, and trust yourself so much more. Others too find it easy to like you, to respect you, to admire you, to love you. But you no longer worry or concern yourself with what others think of you. It matters only that you like and respect yourself. You are aware that you cannot please everybody, and that the only way to be successful is to trust your own judgment and please yourself. What is right for you will be right for those who are close to you. And you do what is right for you, always trusting your own judgment, having that belief in yourself. You now have the confidence to do what you want to do. Those who would have manipulated you and take advantage of you or your easygoing nature are now confounded and aware with due consideration you do what is right for you and those who are important to you. You trust your own judgment and meet your own special and legitimate needs and the needs of those who are close to you and who are special. You meet those needs. You are independent, self-sufficient, and changes are happening within you. Changes for the better. Some you will be aware of now, and some you will be not aware of until sometime in the future. As you trust yourself more and more, your subconscious mind will choose these ideas to be made available to you. Ideas for your benefit. These ideas can be absorbed for your own betterment, so you can easily solve any problem. The seeds are sown, Step into a field of possibilities, free of past conditioning. And the field of possibilities is fun. It's magic and the mystery of life. As you become aware of your possibilities, know and believe that whatever the mind can conceive, the mind can achieve. Whatever you believe, you can achieve. You will achieve. Every day you are becoming more and more comfortable with yourself, and you're becoming your own best friend. Every day you love and respect yourself more. Not in an egotistical way, but in a way that is positive, natural and constructive, and can only be beneficial to you. Take a moment now of the feeling of liking yourself and being happy and content with the unique and special person that you are. Know and believe that every small part of your mind, your part, and your spirit is an important, wonderful part of nature. Spirit means your higher self, that part of you that is inspired, strong, kind, loving and happy. All those good and special qualities that are to be admired. Those special qualities are an integral part to your unique personality and are there for you whenever you need them. If there are things that you have done in the past that you regret, now is a good time to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself now and release yourself now from the old chains of beliefs, of those negative elements that prevent you from moving forward. To see things as the eagle sees, with clarity and objectivity. Send healing now to that part of you. Now you can be that person who you want to be. If there are things which others have done to you in the past, now is the time to forgive those others. Forgive yourself now and release yourself right now from the past. You now live for the moment, this moment. Now you are that person that you want to be. A true friend of your own personal and wise inner advisor. That is you personified. As you continue to drift, it's time to bring your awareness back to the beach. Become aware of all the sounds and smells around you. And now it's time to come back to your room. Feel yourself upon your chair or wherever you happen to be, becoming centered in your own body. In a moment, I will count backwards from 3 to 1. And when I get to 1, you will awaken feeling wonderful and at peace with a sense of clear-mindedness that you haven't experienced in a long, long while. 3, 2, 1. Please remember to subscribe and share across social media. I'd really appreciate that. And I'd also love to see your thoughts. So please send your feedback my way so I know how to help you the most. Thank you again. Ciao for now.